invite you to stand and join us in worship. Just want to set the tone by remembering that our ultimate goal today and every day is to connect with the Lord, not to earn his favor or do, you know, anything great, but we are just here to encounter Jesus. So let's keep that in mind as we worship him together.
Bring all your failures, bring your that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more.
John 4:14. Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Of just longing after the Lord, and just let's just lift up our prayers to Him, expressing that longing. So you can do that silently, but also if you feel led, you can lift those prayers up aloud. Jesus, it was your voice that spoke, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." We are hungry, Lord, and we are thirsty for your presence. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless our longing. Lord, we know that if we seek you, we will find you. And so this morning, Lord, we seek you with all of our hearts. We lay at your feet everything that we place before you. We repent and we apologize, Lord, for you are worthy. You are worthy of our undevoted attention and love. So, Lord, we ask for a fresh encounter with you this morning, that you would fill us afresh, that you would pour your manifest presence out upon your people, that you would give us eyes to see and ears to hear your spirit moving here in our midst. So in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
We pray for revival. We start on our knees. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Whatever it looks like, wherever you lead. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Spirit of God, pour out. to pass. Spirit of God, pour out on us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, fear has no power. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, breakthrough is coming. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, restoration will happen.
Lord, that is our prayer this morning, that you would pour your Spirit out upon us, because we know, Lord, where your Spirit is, there is freedom, there is joy, there is life and restoration. Lord, we seek you, your face and your presence, and we expect an encounter with you this morning. We acknowledge, Lord, that you are already here. We acknowledge that you're already speaking. We just ask that you would continue to speak and continue to bless us with discernment so that we would hear clearly as you speak to us through your word. Would you bless the message that you're speaking today through Derek? Would you just let it sink deep into our hearts, take root, and produce fruit in our lives. Come have your way, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Before you are seated, if you'd turn with me in your Bibles, if you have one